Welcome to the Black Girl Flow podcast, a space dedicated to creating conversation that pushes us to be in alignment and at peace with ourselves and the world around us. We are about cultivating joy, growth, and success in our life, love, and identity. So join us as we find our flow. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, two 20-something-year-old Black girls working every day to be in flow, and we want you along this journey with us.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. Honestly, Liv, it just feels good to say that. Like, it feels like it's been a minute. A lot has happened. Like, y'all, we got a lot to debrief you on. Liv has finally come back from Thailand. I went to Arizona. And it's been over a month since we've seen each other. And even now, we're not even in the same place we wish we were. To surprise the both of us, we're not even in North Carolina. I'm in Texas and Liv is in Atlanta, just taking some fam time. But I'm so excited to connect and share with you all everything that's been going on. Liv, can we talk about how it feels like it's forever since we've seen each other?
I know, it's crazy because I feel like once we reunite, I'm going to have a very anxious attachment style to you. I'm going to be like, where's Lexi at? Like, why isn't she around? Like, where is she at? When is she coming home from work? All of the things, because it has been too long. Thailand was such an amazing trip. For those that don't know, I was in Thailand for 2 weeks, just there on vacation with one of my other best friends. And I just feel like when I came back, I've had this new energy of peace and zen and, you know, just like...
Got you on your Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, I just traveled across the world and now, it just feels good to explore other cultures. I think when I put myself in different environments, that's when I truly feel the most creative. So when I got back, I was like, okay, it's go time. I'm ready to rumble. And now I'm just now hearing that Mercury is in retrograde. So I will keep y'all updated on if that energy still sticks with me as Mercury is in retrograde. But I had such a good time there. I'm like, when are me and Lex going to take a trip? When are we going to take a trip? Because
well, we have a trip plan. You're really pulling our leg here. We're going to New York at the beginning of June. But it's so funny, folks. I'm like 100% confident that somebody listening to this podcast has a best friend who is very much the astrological queen of their friend group. And when I tell y'all, Liv is hilarious. Like, I wish I could publish our text messages in a book, because Liv really be like, y'all brace yourselves, Mercury's in retrograde. And I love trolling this woman, because granted, like, I'm adjacent to the astrological concepts. Like, I understand, I'm in the know enough, but it is so funny trolling Liv. So peace, love, blessings to all the girls in the friend group holding it down for our other astrological queens as the roller coaster of Mercury in retrograde is upon us and we are full-blown Taurus season.
I know. Look, and it's funny because you're the one that put me onto The Pattern, which is an app that, like, I think everyone should download and put in your birth chart information. But you're the one that put me onto The Pattern. So you're like, I'm astrological adjacent. No, girl, you be in the channels on the low key. Like, you be sending me things. And I'm like, how did she know about this?
I'm tapped in. But wow, and if folks want to know about Liv's Thailand trip, go check out her YouTube. She's got some like incredible content. Even I was like following along in her journey. Even while she was away, vicariously living through her. And it just looked like, I'm so excited for like how that trip plays out for the next like couple months into the year for you.
I know. Yeah. It's so interesting because I am now in a space of ready to like explore North Carolina and just like explore my new home base where it's like, okay, like, where are the restaurants? Where are the peeps? I've been on my little roller skating journey. So This summer will hopefully bring on a new hot girl summer Liv and a hot girl summer Lex, even though he is in a full-blown relationship. You can still live your hot girl. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, this is, y'all, let's be clear. This is Liv's strategy to get me to live my hot girl summer so that she doesn't have to live a hot girl summer by herself. So, but I feel like this, does this kind of go into your pulse check? Because I feel like this is definitely, like, that's just the summer vibes that we, you know, we're getting. We're in May. It's flying by. Like, I feel like a lot of us are kind of in that mindset of, like, oh, like, I think I'm ready to be, like, outside. I think I'm ready to take some trips. I think I'm ready to be social in that way. Like, I feel like that's a vibe a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, I think I just, like, I'm in a vibe where I want to just celebrate my community and explore my community as well. Like, I think every one of the people that are, like, closest to me, the people that are closest to me, they're doing such amazing things. And I'm just super proud of everyone. So I'm like, all right, when are we going to celebrate? Like, when are we going to link up? Because I just want to spend my time, like, celebrating the people that have worked so hard and are doing such cool things. What about you? Like, what's your energy looking like?
It's, like, chill. Like, I'm just flabbergasted at the idea that it's really May. Like, it's really May. Like, yeah. That's so wild to me. Because it's, like, I think I just, the idea of, like, the years have just flown by. Like, I think in my head I really thought it was 2021 for a hot minute. And I was like, somebody was, like, 2022, you mean? And I was, like, I knew that in the core of my being. But I'm, like, whoa, like, that's so wild. So much time is just flying by. So I feel fine, feel good. Like, it is, like, I'm just, like, almost anxious at the idea that summer is going to go by so quickly, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I feel like there are so many kind of, like, benchmarks to the year. And just, like, I'm going on a trip with my boyfriend in August. And now I'm, like, that's, like, so close. And, like, we have our trip. Because, you know, I got my Capricorns on both sides of my summer. I got my Capricorn trip to kick off the summer and Capricorn trip to end the summer. But it's like, and when y'all caps be traveling different. I tell y'all be so pressed to get plans solidified. Either way, that's a whole different podcast. But it's like, that just feels so soon. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, like, trying to stay grounded in just, like, what I'm doing right now so that I don't, like, wish away the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. You stay talking about caps and I just got to bite my tongue because you love it here. So let's not even, you talking about, that's going to be a whole other episode. You love it here, girl. But why do we get into today's episode? Because there've been, like, a lot of things on my heart that I've just been wanting to share with you all, the Black Girl Flow community. And a lot of themes that have been going on in my life that I feel like could really be beneficial to other people that are going through the same thing. I recently have expressed on a podcast that I've just been in this mood to learn and just, like, absorb as much information. I find right now, though, that in my quest to learn and learn so much information, I'm being pulled in so many different directions, and I'm not really sure if I'm, like, you know, absorbing the information as well as I initially sought out to. But I recently read The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, and that book really has helped aid me, I think, as I'm along my spiritual journey of just, like, understanding my purpose in the universe and understanding how I can tap into my most, like, creative energy. And given that we're in Mercury, like, being in retrograde, there's, like, a lot of chaotic emotions that are circling the universe right now. Like, you may feel like your communication is off. You may feel like, you know, your exes are coming back into your life. Things that you wish that you left in the past are resurfacing. And I feel like, you know, it's important for us to really harp on understanding our place and understanding that you're where you're meant to be in the universe right now. No matter, like, what your situation is, it's all part of your own journey. Because when I think about where I was last year and how I was working three different jobs trying to, you know, make ends meet and trying to figure out what I was going to do as a newly graduate compared to where I am this year, where I have a stable job. I have more time to devote to hanging out with my friends and family, and I have the financial resources to do what I'd like with my creative journey, and then also like travel. I just feel really blessed, and even though I'm not where I'm at, like where I would like to be in my head, I know that it's this energy of like recognizing where I am today and being grateful to be in that space. So I know that there's so many people, I have so many conversations with other women that are in similar spaces of being like, dang, like I hate my job that I got out of, you know, college, and I just don't know, like I moved to a new city and I don't know, you know, how I'm vibing with that. I don't know if it's for me. And, you know, it's important to just like take a minute and understand that you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, I think this is so powerful. And I definitely want you to drop some of those gems from the book too, or maybe even just run through like the top seven laws that it goes through, because I think a lot of people could probably resonate, because it really is too how all of them are interacting. Like a law is like this finite idea that, like, you know, regardless of where you are, it's kind of always at play, like when we think about laws in physics. But I really love this for right now, because like I'm seeing so many people on social, and like this is just kind of the age that like I'm at versus maybe like a little bit where you're at. But you were mentioning like your friends are just doing like these incredible, awesome things. Like a lot of your friends are like going back to school or like starting like kind of their second career path and all this stuff. And it's fun because for me right now, like a lot of my friends are actually graduating from those places. Like, you know, they did their time, like, and now they're finishing, and like they're, a lot of people are graduating from like med school and law school and grad school, or like, oh my gosh, like I did this really big thing. And I love this because what we don't see behind those graduation photos or like these new beginnings is all of that like questioning along the way and not knowing, like kind of your story of where you were at a year ago. Like we don't always see that, but I feel like the graduation photos and all the celebration is the culmination of the like, ah, but you did the thing you were supposed to do and you're right where you are. And it just feels so good to see that for my people. Like it feels so good to be a part of that for so many people, because especially when you know what they've gone through to get there. And it is the idea of like, you're exactly where you are, like where you need to be. Honestly, not just where you are, but where you need to be. And even if you're in the midst of the working really hard or the cusp of a new beginning or completing a new one, like that's a part of all the cycles that are happening. So I just really love that, because I feel like this season of graduations and, you know, transitions is like a manifestation of that idea.
Yeah. And that goes to the reframing of it, right? Because when you're in a space of not being where you want to be, but then you like see your friends, you know, achieving all of the things that they've been wanting to achieve, and you could look at them and be like, dang, like I'm not where I need to work harder. I need to grind harder because this person is in this space and I'm not where I should be. But instead reframing your mind to be actually, you know, super excited and just like grateful that you get to witness their growth and be a part of that journey is the way that I feel like most of us should reframe that in our heads if we're having trouble with that. But yeah, there are seven spiritual laws of success. It's by Deepak Chopra, who was like a holistic like wellness leader and spiritual like counselor in a sense. Like he has so much wisdom. And the seven laws are the law of potentiality. This isn't in any specific order. The law of potentiality, the law of least effort, the law of intention and desire, the law of karma, the law of dharma, and the law of giving. So each of these laws are supposed to help you like live your most like your pretty much like your best life. And you can really unlock some of these laws by meditating, by giving back to your community, by keeping your community in mind. So like when you are trying to seek out like a career path, understanding how you're going to impact those around you in a positive way. And also by just like understanding the universe is pure consciousness. And in order to lock into that pure consciousness, like we have to, you know, stop judging other people. We have to lead with a loving heart and be community-centered in a sense. And so I was watching like an interview with Jhené Aiko and she mentioned it. And so that's how I even like came across it because she's such like a peaceful person. But I was like, dang, I really have to share these laws because I think so many people can benefit from just like understanding the mechanics of how the universe works in our own space.
Well, and that's what I really like about his framing of his work, because I haven't read the book, I'll be honest, but I'm familiar with him as like a spiritual guru. He's also like besties with Oprah, and he's on Hella Super Soul Sundays, which is my jelly and my jam. But he always talks about like the idea of success is not necessarily like work or your outcome, but it's about like having a greater understanding. And I think that that has always been like such an eye-opening concept to me, because when we talk about this idea of reframing, because like that has also been something that I've been talking about since the beginning of the year, of like being really intentional about like the ways that I talk about things and like how I speak to myself, and just like, because there's a fine line between toxic positivity and just telling yourself everything's fine, like I'm fine, I'm so grateful, we're so happy. Like, it's not a delusion. It's just saying like, what are all the truths about the moment? And how can I create a narrative that allows the truths to be full and to be real at one time? And I don't want people to get in the idea of like, oh, we can just like tell ourselves I don't have anxiety. It's about saying like, no, I am anxious, but that anxiety might be my excitement. It also might be my nervousness. And it's saying like, how can I have both of those at the same time in order to be more in the moment, more in the present? And I think that's where it really connects with your idea of like, I'm in the moment I'm supposed to be. But if we don't actually acknowledge all of the things that are at play, then we're going to miss that moment. And so we don't want to tell ourselves like, oh, I'm in the moment, I'm doing the moment. And then it's like, well, you're not actually doing the moment because you're over here thinking about tomorrow or you're thinking about yesterday. And like, it's so real. It's so real how we get caught up in the like, what coulda, woulda, shoulda. And what's tomorrow, the day after that, and the day after that. Like, we're getting pulled in both directions. And like, I know that that's a hard thing for me to do too, just because I'm juggling so many things and sometimes not always knowing like where the clear direction is. You do just think like, actually, I don't know what tomorrow or the next day is, but I feel like I should have done that, or maybe I should have done this. And there are seasons in your life where that's probably where you're going to be situated. Cause I feel like that's where I'm at, where it's like, it's funny when I talk to my friends, like I just recently caught up with a couple of friends and they're like, all right, Lexi, like what's going on in your life? And I was like, y'all, like nothing has changed. Like I'm the one friend who has had the same job since undergrad. Like I've now been seeing somebody for a year. Like there's just things that I'm like, this is just my life. Like I'm okay with, there's no major updates, I'm not doing the same. And they're like, oh my gosh, so like, what's next? I was like, tomorrow is next, but we'll do that as it comes. Just trusting that process in the framing and invitation of like the insights for when I'm gonna have a clear next step. Like it's already within me. And as I continue to move just like with alignment, that it'll come. But it is the importance of acknowledging and framing like all of the truths that could be in one moment. And that's why I think like Deepak's work is so like transferable to so many people, because it isn't just about a thing. It's not just about how much money's in your bank account or that job or that one thing. He's saying like, it's all the things at play in once. And that's like might be hippy dippy for some people, but it's so fun to me.
Yeah, same. It's crazy because I just think that when I really am impressed, like when I decide to live in the present and I hear the intrusive thoughts like swarming my head, there was this thing in the book where he was talking about how just look at that voice in your head giving you all those intrusive thoughts as like your roommate, and the roommate just telling you like crazy things. And not Lexi as my roommate, but you know, like, you know, the roommate just feeding you negativity, or like just, you know, a bystander kind of just watching, and you're just a bystander watching it all kind of play out. And so I think you're right. Like, I think it's important to trust the universe, trust that you're in the position that you're supposed to be in now. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You know, I created a whole brand surrounding trusting where you should be. And I think it's so easy for me to like forget all the steps that it took for me to get to where I'm at.
And so what would be like a practice that you would like, that either you're adopting to like stay in that mindfulness place, or like that we can share with the Black Girl Flow community? Because I know for me, like, especially when I have like a sense of overwhelmedness of like, what the heck am I doing? Like, I'll literally write just like the things that I've like, the things that I like, where I was like exactly a year ago, like putting it into perspective if I'm like really overwhelmed with like, what's next? Like, so I think that's something that if folk, you know, if other people wanted to really center the idea of like, you're exactly where you need to be and that you've done so much to get you to the present moment, I think that's a really fun practice to do. And then I think also just like that day-to-day reminder of, you know, waking up and really being centered and saying, like, literally just telling yourself that, like, how many times in the day are you just reminding yourself, like, I'm exactly where I need to be with all the things that I need to be successful? Like, I used to genuinely just say that out loud. So I feel like those are like the two things that I would suggest for people. But what are you doing to kind of ground that?
I think I'm trying to actually stop consuming a lot of like self-help content, because I think when you're not, when you don't take the time to sit on all of the information that you're trying to absorb, like, you kind of lose it. And I think right now I'm really just like watching the consumption of social media, the consumption of like TikTok, of all the different outlets I love like so much. I'm watching that consumption because I think at a certain point it becomes unhealthy if you're trying to work on yourself all the time. So I'm keeping that in mind. And I'm also trying to meditate more. Meditation has been something that has been like a theme that I think every spiritual counselor that I've sought out has told me that I should practice more of. So I want to get my like daily meditation hour to like an hour. And then I also want to like stop. I think when things go wrong in my life, I'm like, okay, time for me to see a psychic. Because once you get a taste of like them telling you the future, it kind of like sits on your tongue in like a way that makes you a little insatiable in a way, because it's like you're not focusing on the present, and it's like, okay, I want to know what's next. Like, tell me when I'm gonna meet the love of my life, tell me when I'm gonna get the car, tell me when I'm gonna get all of these things. And that can be dangerous if you let your mind like go down that loop of wanting someone else to decide your destiny. I think there needs to be intention behind every desire, hence the law of intention and desire. And so I'm watching my consumption of just like different spiritual gurus and like different things like that, because I think that we're all spiritual beings and we don't need to seek out someone always to explain that to us. Depending on like what space you're in life, you have the information to know what you need to know.
What do you mean you know, therapy TikTok isn't giving you all the insights you need in your life?
Right. There's always a part of yourself that like you can work on. And when you're, I'm telling you, like when your For You page just fills with people telling you that you're actually anxious and depressed and here are the signs that you have autism. It's like, yo, like, I don't need anyone to tell me about myself more than myself. Yeah. So
it's, and, you know, I really encourage people to, like, if this episode really resonates, or if Liv and I have talked about a lot of things that you've never even heard of, there's, I think, one or two responses for both of those. It's like, one, if this is stuff that's new to you, I think the book is really great work to start with. I know Deepak Chopra is, like, really actually featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday a bunch if they want to dive into his work a little bit more. And then if this is something that, like, really resonates for folks and they've been thinking similar thoughts and kind of having similar insights and feel really validated, then I think it's really important, and hopefully you see the Black Girl Flow community as a place to kind of engage in conversation and actually start to practice those things. A community of practice is something that I've been really serious about for the past, maybe, like, really since COVID started, a little bit before that, of just, like, being surrounded with other people who also want to make small tests of change in their life to be more centered and grounded, and can come back to each other and say, like, hey, this is working, this isn't working, like, oh my gosh, like, what's your understanding of this, here's my understanding, and, like, to really grow from this. So hopefully you see the Black Girl Flow community as a place to also join in that conversation with each other and share, and also learn. So I'm really excited to see how this episode lands with people. I feel like most of the time when Liv and I are feeling something and it's really relevant to our lives, it seems like it's relevant to others too. And I just am convinced Black women have a spiritual frequency that's, like, off the charts. So I'm actually convinced, but I'm really excited for this season for everybody, whether it's your graduation or you're celebrating a lot of things in your life, or even if you're in that place of, I don't know what's next. I think the biggest takeaway from today, like Liv said, is you're exactly where you need to be, and the perspective of you've done so much to get where you are, and you deserve to be celebrated for that. And we're here for that.
Yes, the key word of this season is going to be woosah. You got this. You got this. So yes, thank y'all for joining in on another episode. Let us know if these spiritual combos are hitting. I know the past few have been very spirituality focused. And let us know what else you'd like to hear on the show. So we'll leave you with peace, love, and blessings. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that wraps up our episode this week. Don't forget to go check out Black Girl Flow Podcast on social media, and even check out our new YouTube channel to continue the conversation there. We really appreciate if y'all could rate and subscribe our channel. And with that said, see you all next time. Rest well, folks.